But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
But we've got this development.
Oh.
Dan Dibley.
It's a developing story?
Well, I don't want Grandy to hit the thingamabob, but you could do that. Exactly. Do that. It's not actually breaking news, but it's breaking. And it's worth our time. And it lives on the Twitter feed of Debo Samuel. Debo. What do you make of this?
I'm sure he's going after a long snapper or a holder. What he does.
That'd be amazing. 12 minutes ago, Debo Samuel wrote, not struggling at all, just not getting the ball. Followed by 7 exclamation points and a shruggy emoji.
Ooh, the shruggy.
Now, there's a follow-up tweet, but let's go station to station here. And first, just react to that. Not struggling at all, just not getting the ball. I don't think that this is a wonderful thing to tweet at all.
No. 2 catches for 22.
Well, look.
He did have 3 targets.
It's impossible to say stuff like that and not have it feel like you are either firing at teammates or play callers. This is what wide receivers do. And I am quickly becoming somebody who suffers from wide receiverism. I really don't want to. I don't think this about all of them. There are plenty of good ones who have heads screwed on straight, but my gosh, often it seems few and far between because they are complementary pieces who can't have the ball unless somebody calls them up, schemes them up, delivers them up. Because they can't do that, I think they are often prone to this kind of behavior, which is even after a win, if their stats, because A.J. Brown did this yesterday too. The Eagles won their 9th straight game. He threw a helmet, and then in that locker room, they asked him, what does this team need to do better? He had one word. Want to know what his word was?
Me.
Passing. He didn't say the passing game. He didn't say receiving. He just said passing. And we know that A.J. Brown has had issues with Jalen Hurts and that they argue on the sidelines a lot. And I would just say to A.J., I don't know if you're right or wrong, but you just won your 9th straight game.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Well, Brock Purdy went 20 for 25 for 3.25 and 2. Quarterback rating of 145. You snapped a 3-game losing skid, and you go to Twitter, and you talk about not getting the ball enough. And I watched the game twice, as I always do. And the first time through, I had my eyes on Debo, especially because of Prize Picks. I was on the over, over on Debo catches at 4.5.
Ouch.
Yeah, not even close. But it was one of those that, like,
it was an Ottoman game in the other way.
Exactly. So when you lose a bet, sometimes it's like, oh, this one's dead on arrival.
Oh, quick aside, just because you're talking about betting, I do want to let you know that we did put your pick out there.
Does it count?
That's a count. Count it.
Yes.
You're back to 500, but we figured out how to get you back to 500. You have to not be here.
Ah, darn it.
So
maybe I'll go home early again today.
Yeah, well, you got to make a pick again tonight. It's Monday night. Okay, follow-up tweet, and then let's keep reacting.
Okay.
Debo, clearly for 10 minutes, sees the whoop, 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 all the reactions to his tweet.
Did he delete or
he
just follow up?
He did not delete.
Okay.
He followed up.
I admire that.
I'm going to add a word because he left one out. I know what he means. He left a word out. Just because I voice my opinions doesn't mean I'm hating on any of my teammates. Be for real.
Okay, what word did you add?
The word doesn't.
Okay.
Because he wrote, just because I voice my opinions mean I'm hating on any of my teammates.
Yeah. Okay. It reads the same.
Well, no. If you don't put doesn't in there, it means that he's essentially saying I am hating on my teammates.
It's a little bit of slang and jargon.
Yeah.
What I'm reading from that is he's mad at the laminated play sheet. And when I watched the game a second time this morning.
Oh, I don't read that way at all.
Oh, I do. Because if you watch the game.
I think he's mad at us.
If you watch the game again. Uh-huh. I'm sure he's mad at us. The fans and the media.
He's mad at the chatter.
Yes. Like again, but he's also mad, I think, at the fact that they are not designing plays for him. The plays they are designing for him are failed runs. And watch his three runs yesterday, and the third of which was absolutely bottled up immediately. And you can kind of see his shoulders dip and his head dip. Like, what am I even doing here? The only time you give me the ball is when I run right into the defense. It's not working for him.
Yeah, I took this as more him speaking to the speakers. Right, everybody, like, you hear it. We've been hearing it for 4 weeks. Debo's done. He's over the hill. He's lost a step. It doesn't work anymore. And I think that that's what he's speaking to. He may well be frustrated about his plays execution-wise or the number of times his number gets called. I think that makes him a wide receiver in the NFL, so I don't find that concerning at all. Most wide receivers I've ever talked to always think they should be getting the ball more. I wonder how Justin Jefferson feels about Jordan Addison absolutely going off all month. I bet he actually has a feeling or two about it. Now, he went off yesterday, too. But you get my point. Like, that's just par for the course. But I think he's speaking to all the voices who are claiming that Debo is starting to be over the hill. Yeah. I think that's what's upsetting him the most.
I also do think that some of it is the play design. And
you might be right.
Brock Purdy threw 25 passes yesterday, and he had three thrown his way, and he caught two. And, you know, George Kittle was amazing, and so they were scheming up Kittle again and again and again and again. Because,
and Juwan.
Right. Well, first Kittle, because they couldn't stop him. So, yeah, that makes sense. But then when you go beyond the tight end and you go to Juwan first instead of Debo, that's where, and he's not hating on Juwan.
No.
Eight targets, seven catches,
He's also open a lot more.
Right.
He's open.
But why is he open? I think he's open because the play design is more for Juwan, and Debo is more of the outlet
on a lot of routes. I think he's open more because that's what Juwan does. Debo is not a traditional wide receiver. We know this.
Right.
Right? Like, if you're in a zone or if you get caught looking the wrong way because Christian McCaffrey's running over there, Debo can be very, very dangerous. Debo, to me, is just about the word space. That's it. That's all Debo's about. And he's very, very good in space. He's good with the ball in his hands. He is an aggressive runner. He does not shy away from contact. He's fast. He can take the ball 80 yards for a score. He's got that ability. So the whole game for Debo and Kyle Shanahan is, how can we get him the ball in space? And this year, they've done a bad job of it. Like, too often he gets the ball and there's no space.
Right.
And he doesn't create it on his own, though.
He doesn't, but when you play a team like Chicago that plays a lot of zone, and this is stuff for Greg Cosell tomorrow or Wednesday. We have Greg on, just to ask him about what he saw from the film, because what I was seeing, watching it again this morning, a lot of the play designs were for George and Juwan, not a lot of plays set up for Debo, and when you have a bear team that's not stopping you, Brock didn't have to get to his third read very often.
Not often. Steel Toe, San Mateo. Hey, thank you for calling. You're on with Willard and Dibbs. What's cooking?
Thanks, fellas. Love the conversation. I wanted to get in on it because I feel like the head coach, Kyle Shanahan, is the one that's kind of messing up everybody's motivation and not giving them urgency because of his stale play calling. You know, everybody's been asking for more George Kittle, and then all of a sudden now he does it for the Chicago Bears. You know, it's – and everybody now hears Debo. He's talking because his play call sucks already. You need to just motivate everybody and maybe make Debo a little bit happy. How about one goal route? One go route and just throw it deep for Debo.
Yeah, he's not good at it.
Something new. Something different.
He's not good at it. He's not. I mean, like, Steel Toe, I totally get what you're saying, but, like, this is how I look at it. I don't know if you look at it this way, but when we're talking about play calling in the NFL, it's very different than the NBA. And sometimes I hear people speak about NFL play calling the way that you run plays in the NBA. In other words, in the NBA, you can run a play for Steph. You can run a pick and roll with Kuminga, and you're like, that play is for him. There is some of that in the NFL, but less than we think. It's not just, hey, let's run a play for George. There's a lot of let's run a play, and then there are options within that play based on what the defense is doing, and that all gets kind of decided at the line of scrimmage. And then you go through progressions and find out what the defense is stopping and what they're not stopping, and you deliver the ball where the defense is not stopping you. So sometimes that means George, and he's a very, very good player. But if the defense is going to be hell-bent on taking him away, then you got to be ready to go to the next guy. You know what I mean?
Right, right. So the point is, what I'm trying to make, too, is the by throwing it deep sometimes, maybe the secondary will lay off of Debo, and maybe Debo will be open for more short passes. You throw the bomb to scare the secondary. They don't do anything to set him up. It's always just short passes, and then they're just there, like, ready for the short three-yard pass. It's the same thing last night. The reason why Buddy Hield went off, because they finally made another different play for Buddy Hield to do some layups first to feel that basket. And then all of a sudden the defense lay off of him, and then he's got more open threes, and he got hot. And then it's the coaches that is stale play calling, and changing it up needs to motivates them. That's the play that I think that's what works. And it's finally, they're doing it now. And it's almost might be too late for the 49ers.
Yeah, it might be. Steeltoe, thanks very much. I don't know how you see it, Dibs. I see it a little bit differently than that. That sounds a little bit too, for my taste, it's almost like too targeted, as if when you start a play, you know exactly who it's going to go to and where. I also did not see yesterday as a dink and dunk short pass day.
No.
He had 20 completions for 325 yards. That's over 16 yards per completion.
Yeah, and he completed his first pass over 20 yards since week 8.
Yep.
And he had the deep throw to Juwan Jennings. He had a deep shot to Garendo as well. He took some shots down the field yesterday.
Yep, and the one to Pearsall where they weren't quite on the same page, but he was open, and they tried.